Welcome back to Positive 3, the podcast that fearlessly explores the dark, heavy, and hard to talk about aspects of life. I'm your host, Jennifer, also known as the purple and gray-haired Nana of the internet, and I'm here to guide you on a journey of self-discovery and personal growth. Just want to mention, I am not a professional. I am simply a human who is sharing her stories on this roller coaster journey of life with the hopes that my stories will inspire others to be just a bit more kind, a bit more gentle on themselves as they navigate the ups and downs of life. Life can be messy, challenging, and downright difficult at times. But here at Positive 3, I believe that it's in those moments of struggle that we find our true selves. Through honest conversations, introspection, and a sprinkle of humor, we'll navigate the twists and turns of life together. This podcast is for those of you who are tired of surface-level conversations and crave something deeper. We'll dive headfirst into topics like mental health, self-doubt, relationships, and everything in between. No topic is too taboo to be explored, because I believe that by shining a light on the dark and heavy parts of life, we can find the strength to overcome them and also help others find their own strength. But Positive 3 isn't just about dwelling on the negatives. It's about finding the silver linings, the lessons, and the growth that come from facing life's challenges head on. We'll share stories of resilience, triumph, and personal transformation to inspire you on your own journey. Whether you're listening during your morning commute, on a solo walk, or curled up with a cup of tea, Positive 3 is your companion in navigating the complexities of life. Each episode will leave you feeling empowered, motivated, and ready to take on whatever comes your way. So join me here at Positive 3 as we uncover the hidden gems within life's darkest moments. Together, we'll embrace vulnerability, find our true selves, and live our best lives ever. So get ready to hit pause, dive deep, and emerge stronger than ever before. Welcome to Positive 3, where I explore the darkness to discover the extraordinary. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Positive 3 and the Codependency Series. I am Jennifer, Purple and Gray-Haired Nana, the host for this episode, and today we are diving into episode number 6, and today we are looking at recognizing unhealthy patterns when it comes to codependency. So before we go any further, I do want to remind you that this podcast is not intended to diagnose, treat, or give professional advice. I do strongly encourage anyone who may feel that they are in a codependent situation or want to explore a little more deeply that you do consult a mental health professional. I am simply sharing some things I have discovered about myself on my journey, and my hopes that by sharing this, it will shed some light for others who may be feeling similar feelings that I was feeling. And hopefully this will help bring you some light and some hope on your journey. So in the journey to overcome codependency, recognizing unhealthy patterns in relationships is really crucial. We touched a little bit about this on episode 2 and episode 4, and today we're going to go a little bit deeper. Identifying these patterns is necessary to overcome codependency and begin building healthier connections in our lives. And really, awareness is the key to making positive changes. So let's first start by reflecting on past relationships, taking time to think about any recurring themes or behaviors that have contributed
to these feelings of codependency. Reflecting on these patterns and recognizing these patterns can allow us to begin to understand the root causes of codependent tendencies. And if you want to learn a little bit more about the root causes of codependency, head back to episode number 3, where I talk a little bit more about the roots of codependency. So by recognizing these patterns, we can then begin to understand in conjunction with the root causes, we can see these patterns a little more and we can work towards breaking free from them. So just a little refresher for those of you that didn't see episode 2 and 4, what I spoke of last time on like the signs of codependency and how it's going to show up, it can show up as excessive caretaking. One person is always feeling the need to excessively look after the other person. There can be lack of boundaries. There's a fear of abandonment and low self-esteem. Maybe apparent. And again, if you want to learn more about those, go back and check out episode 2 and 4, where I talk a little bit more about those. But what I want to talk about today are 5 perhaps not so common signs to be aware of when recognizing unhealthy patterns. And the first one I want to bring up is having our emotions micromanaged. So in a codependent relationship, one partner may attempt to manage or to control the other person's emotions in a very unhealthy way. But at first, we may not know it's unhealthy if this is what we've been surrounded with in all of our relationships for our life. And a lot of us, that's what happens. So this micromanaging of emotions, it goes beyond simply being supportive. It involves trying to dictate how the other person should feel or react in certain ways, in certain situations, sorry. And it often involves telling you or telling the person how they should feel or react. And what this often does is it dismisses the validity of the person's actual feelings. So what this behavior can do is it can begin to suppress, the one person's genuine emotional expressions, where they don't feel it's okay to share their emotions, to be emotional. And this can lead to resentment, and it really builds a distance in the emotional connection between the people in the relationships. So this might look like somebody telling you that, oh, that's no big deal, just get over it. Telling you you're overreacting to a situation where in reality you're not overreacting. These are your emotions. And we all have a right to have, to feel, to process, and to let go of these emotions. And so if somebody is dismissing your emotions or is, you know, trying to downplay them rather than just listening, this could be a sign that you are, in fact, in an unhealthy codependent relationship. And the second portion to bring up talks about over-identifying with the partner's issues. So again, this isn't super obvious. These are kind of the, when you're ready to dig deep, and these are things you're going to look for, but you're going to see one person becomes overly identified with the other person's problems or successes to the point where it becomes difficult to distinguish their own needs and emotions from those of their partner. So if you find that you're constantly talking or praising or sharing stories of the other person, their highs, their lows, things they've accomplished. Yes, we always want to be able to share and talk about, but if you find that you're doing this more and more and you're kind of losing your own personal identity, you've kind of lost touch of what your goals are, you're really losing your own sense of self-worth. And you become increasingly dependent on the conditions or the achievements that your partner is doing. this may be a sign that you're in an unhealthy relationship, and you might want to dig a little deeper and see what you can do to reclaim your self-worth. So the third point is it's chronic rescuing. So again, it's very natural when you're in a relationship, be it a life partner, be it friends, family, coworkers, you obviously want to help if, you know, the other part of the relationship is in distress. But the fine line comes from continually rescuing them. Perhaps you're rescuing them from their own responsibilities or consequences. You're trying to shelter them. You're trying to keep everything safe. This form of enabling, it prevents the other person from learning and growing from their mistakes. And this just continues on with that cycle of dependency, where one person's self-esteem is solely based, or almost solely based, on being the savior in the relationship. So with this, you really want to look at, is there a balance? Does each person in the relationship have their share of helping and kind of being the quote unquote savior from time to time? Because it's always nice to have somebody there that can help us when we are in distress, but it's also important that we allow each person to make their own mistakes and to learn and to grow from those mistakes. And the fourth point I want to bring up and look at is the avoidance of conflict to an unhealthy degree. So understandable that not many of us enjoy conflict and we try to avoid it at all costs, but this can be a sign of codependency. It might manifest, it might show up as constantly giving in to a partner's desires or opinions to simply keep the peace. It could show up as you suppressing your own needs and feelings because you don't want to cause conflict and you know the other partner isn't going to like whatever it is you want to do or say. But unfortunately, what we fail to recognize or to accept is that this avoidance can really lead to unresolved issues simmering beneath the surface. So if you kind of picture like a little volcano inside your gut or inside your body somewhere, and every time we suppress or we don't share our emotions, our thoughts, our opinions, they begin to pile up like that volcano, and eventually what's going to happen, it's going to cause a breakdown. It's going to cause this volcano to erupt, and it's going to have, you know, poor communication, and it's just going to be a real breakdown of the relationship. So if you're avoiding conflict to an unhealthy degree, that may be something that needs to be looked at. And then the final point I want to bring up is having an unhealthy obsession with the relationship at the expense of other relationships. So in codependent relationships, it's very common for the focus to be so intense on the partner that other important relationships, such as friends or family connections, are often neglected. So what happens here is not only are you isolating yourself, or is the person in this relationship isolating themselves, it also places intense burden on this relationship to fill the emotional and social needs. And really, this is unrealistic and it's an unhealthy expectation. We want to have a focus on the relationship, but we also want to be able to still nurture and grow and have healthy relationships outside that one relationship. So by taking a look at these 5 points and taking steps to recognize and address unhealthy patterns in our relationships, this is when we can get back our power and we can start to break free from the toxic dynamics that we may have been in with relationships, and we can really start to build and to cultivate healthier connections. So remember, my friends, that awareness is the key to making positive changes in your life. And I hope you found these points helpful, and I'm hoping that you're enjoying this journey. And I take this time to thank you for tuning in. And I look forward to continuing. continuing this journey of self-discovery and overcoming codependency. So stay tuned, as next week we are going to be looking at boundaries, what they are, and how to really start setting healthy boundaries when overcoming codependent patterns. So sending you much peace, love, and kindness, my friends. And remember, practice the pause. See you next time.
So as we say goodbye for now, thank you for sharing your precious time with me. And until next time, be kind to yourself and others. Peace and love to you all. Now, if you like this podcast and its vision, please share it with a friend or on your social media accounts to say thank you, or leave me a comment. If you have an idea or some topics or some guest speakers you'd love to hear about, please share them with me as well. Thanks, guys. Take care. Until next time.